Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
On a cold, moonless winter night, a gentle knock echoed through the silent halls of an old Victorian house on the outskirts of a sleepy town. Inside, a young woman named Anna lived alone, her days filled with the quiet routine of a solitary life. The unexpected knock startled her, for visitors were rare, especially at such a late hour. Cautiously, Anna approached the door. Peering through the peephole, her heart skipped a beat. Outside stood a figure from her past, her childhood friend, Emily, who had vanished without a trace years ago. A mix of joy and disbelief washed over Anna as she opened the door. Emily stood on the doorstep, her appearance unchanged from Anna's memories. But there was something unnerving about her. Her skin was pale as the snow that lay on the ground, her eyes a piercing blue that seemed to glow in the darkness, and her breath visible in the chilly air. Overwhelmed, Anna invited Emily in. They sat in the living room, the fire casting flickering shadows on the walls. As they talked, Anna noticed Emily's gaze was distant, her smile forced. Emily spoke little of where she had been or what had happened to her. Instead, she fixated on their childhood, on memories long buried in the past. As the night deepened, a sense of unease crept over Anna. Emily's presence felt unnatural, her movements too deliberate, her laughter hollow. The cold seemed to emanate from her, the room growing chillier with each passing minute. Seeking to break the growing tension, Anna suggested they look through old photo albums. But as they flipped through the pages, Emily's demeanor changed. Her eyes darkened, her smile vanished, replaced by a look of profound sorrow and anger. Emily's voice dropped to a whisper. "You forgot about me, Anna. You left me behind." Confused and frightened, Anna tried to reason with her, but Emily's words grew more accusatory, her tone more menacing. Suddenly, Emily lunged at Anna, her hands ice cold, her strength unnatural. Anna struggled, but Emily's grip was unyielding. As they grappled, Anna's hand brushed against Emily's, and to her horror, she felt not skin, but something cold and hard. In a desperate attempt to escape, Anna managed to push Emily into the light of the fire. There, she saw the truth. Emily was not flesh and blood, but a ghostly apparition, her body translucent, her eyes devoid of life. Emily's voice echoed through the room, filled with pain and rage. "You were my friend, but you forgot me. Now you'll be forgotten too." With those words, Emily vanished into thin air, leaving Anna alone in the cold, silent room. In the days that followed, Anna's life unraveled. She became withdrawn, her mind haunted by Emily's visit. She stopped leaving the house, stopped contacting friends and family. The townspeople whispered about the once vibrant young woman who now lived in seclusion, her house shrouded in an eternal winter chill. One morning, Anna was found, frozen in her chair, her eyes wide open, a look of terror on her face. The fire in the hearth had long since died out, and the room was icy cold. In her hand was a photo of her and Emily, taken years ago, the image fading, just as the memory of Anna would fade from the world. The chilling reunion had become a tale of warning, a ghost story whispered on cold winter nights, a reminder of the bonds of friendship and the cold embrace of forgotten souls.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In the desolate reaches of the northern tundra, there lay a small, isolated village named Winter's End. The villagers of Winter's End were hardy folk, accustomed to the relentless cold and long, dark winters. But there was one aspect of their winter that filled them with dread, the legend of the frozen apparition. The legend spoke of a traveler who had come to Winter's End many winters ago, seeking refuge from a deadly blizzard. But the villagers, wary of strangers and struggling with their own meager supplies, turned him away. That night the traveler perished in the storm, his cries for help lost in the howling wind. Since then, every winter, when the nights were at their longest and the cold at its most biting, the ghostly figure of the traveler was seen wandering the snow-laden streets of the village. He was described as a shadowy silhouette, frost clinging to his tattered clothes, his eyes glowing with a spectral light. The villagers whispered that seeing the apparition brought a curse of unending cold. Those who encountered him would feel an icy chill seep into their bones, a chill that no fire could warm, lasting long after the ghost had vanished. One particularly harsh winter, a young man named Eli, skeptical of the old tales, decided to challenge the legend. He ventured out on the coldest, darkest night, determined to prove the apparition was nothing more than a figment of the villagers' superstitions. As he walked through the deserted, snow-covered streets, the wind picked up, howling like lost souls. The air grew colder, biting at his skin, his breath turning to mist in the frigid air. That's when he saw it, the frozen apparition, standing at the end of the street, its presence chilling the air around it. Eli's skepticism turned to fear, but he stood his ground, watching as the ghostly figure glided towards him. As it approached, he could see the sorrow in its hollow eyes, hear the faint whispers of its tormented cries. The apparition stopped before Eli, extending a frost-bitten hand. Eli, unable to move, felt the intense cold seep into his body. The ghost's touch was like a thousand needles of ice piercing his flesh. In that moment, Eli heard the traveler's story, not in words, but in a flood of emotions. The desperation, the betrayal, the unending cold. He understood then that the apparition sought warmth, the warmth of life it had been denied so many years ago. Panicking, Eli broke free and ran, the ghost's mournful wails echoing behind him. He made it back to his home, trembling and frostbitten. But the cold did not leave him. Day after day he sat by the fire, but the chill in his bones never thawed. The villagers found Eli weeks later, frozen in his chair, his eyes wide with terror. The fire in his hearth had long since died, and the room was filled with an unnatural cold. From that winter forward, the villagers of Winter's End no longer doubted the legend. On the coldest, darkest nights, they stayed indoors, huddled around their fires, listening to the howling wind, praying it was just the storm and not the frozen apparition seeking the warmth they once denied.